It's a big time backstage broadcast from Stagecoach. Here's Whitney Allen.
I love this season of Idol. Oh, Luke Bryan's with us.
Yeah, I'm eating a cookie.
Yeah, he is. Birthday cookie.
Stole a birthday cookie.
It's how I get people to come into the room here.
Sugar and sweets.
That's right. We're at the Stagecoach Music Festival. I know I have three sets of pictures with you, and I remember this one year. We were backstage behind you, and we talked. You know, you were playing during the day, and we talked to you after you played, and you asked me how the view was of your butt. Because that's how you are, you know?
Well, you know, is it holding up? Is it still the same?
I don't know. I haven't looked at it today. This was 7 or 8 years ago. I'm sure it was fantastic.
We'll get you a good look at it.
You're like my brother. I can't, you know? I just can't. I can't. Tell me something. I know you're doing the farm tour again this year.
Yes.
What is the college tour you used to go that you got too old to do?
Oh, spring break.
Thank you. I like that you didn't even flinch when I said you got too old to do.
Yeah, it was apparent that I was too old to be there.
I thought that I was going to get a reaction.
Yeah, like one more year and I would have
started
getting investigated by by some form of a government agency.
Understood, because he was going out, you know? He was going out and just, dang, you had to bounce back.
It's been fun through the years, you know, to have farm tour, and then we do Crash My Playa. So those are fun little... Crash My Playa, I kind of picked up where our spring break stuff left off.
Right.
So now we did Crash My Playa, which is pretty much like an adult spring break. But
and we've never been invited.
We don't know what we've done wrong.
We don't know what we've done wrong.
Now you're officially invited by me. We'd love to have you.
Somebody write that down. Do we have it on tape? All right. Oh, yeah, I have a microphone here. I'm sorry. So I just cut you off to just throw that at you.
No, you're good. I was inviting you.
Thank you.
All right. Just
thank you.
As long as you accept the invite.
I accept the invite.
And don't give me grief if you don't come.
I never give you grief. You know I love you. So farm tour again, you're doing scholarships for people, which is
fantastic. Yeah, we've done it for years, and kids from farming backgrounds get scholarships. And then, yeah, we're on... we're going into year 9, I believe. 10, 11.
Oh,
13.
Dang. I thought you knew all the numbers. You got numbers people with you now.
So I tried, you know, Country On was 30 number ones, and I tried to name all 30, and I got to like 14. It's bad. It's what happens when you drink most of the time during all 30 number ones. You forget over half of them. At least I got the lyrics. So.
30 is outrageous. It's an outrageous
number.
You
participated in that.
Well, you always make it easy. That is the issue.
Well, thank you.
Put out a song, and it's always so good. And speaking of, I hear you have new stuff coming out this week.
Got a new song coming out Friday. It's going to be awesome.
Is it a summer song?
It is a total summer song.
Oh, good.
And, you know, it's a big old fun party beer drinking breakup boy uses a beer to get over the breakups.
I'm feeling the 31 coming on What I'm feeling. How are you surviving this season of Idol? Because it's nerve-wracking. I've never seen talent like this.
Yeah, it is a lot of talent top to bottom. I mean, when we went through our top 12 last week, and it was, it's a real deal, and we're proud of where the show is. We feel like the show's popular and is better than it's ever been in our 6 years. And
brutal. They went from 20 to 12 in 2 hours.
I know. I mean, it's rough. And then, we got to, that's the sad reality of the show is people have to go. I mean, it's almost like every year we forget that people that we love are going to get voted off. I mean,
I
it's just the way it is. So it's a special season, and I think everybody's really liking what's going on.
Can I tell you, in the top 12, 4 of my original favorites still in there.
Perfect.
Am I good? So when Katie gets tired.
You know, it's funny, every year, too, you know, we make these cuts and these saves, and God, fans just, boy, they hate us. They go crazy on us. I'm like...
Well, we love you.
Oh, I know, but... It's just fun of the dynamics. Like when we do those saves, we're setting ourselves up to just get roasted.
Because you've got to make a choice,
we're going
right?
to the slaughter.
I know. Well, I'm sorry that life is so rough for you.
I know it's hard.
It's so bad.
It's hard. It's so hard. I got to go get a drink.
Okay. Listen, we have birthday cocktails here. We're good. We have everything you need.
You got it stacked in there.
Yeah,
cocktails and cookies.
That's right. I love you, Luke Bryan.
Love you, baby.
Now, more from backstage at Stagecoach. Here's Whitney.
Kane Brown, the big time. Listen, we got a question.
What up?
Are these your fireworks next door to us?
Yeah. You saw them?
Dude, next time, can you have them move them just a little bit further away?
Honestly, it's so high, it could probably spark something.
This is what we've been thinking. Yesterday was 106.
Yeah.
And we looked in those trucks because the doors were open, making it easier for an escape.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they're going to shoot right out. They're just going to shoot right out. So
be crazy. My bad.
That's all right. It's next time. I know you have people. Talk to the people. If you don't
I got you.
So, Kane, I know this is not the first time you've played Stagecoach. But is it the first time you've been the headliner?
It's the first time.
So what a year. You get nominated for Entertainer of the Year. You're the headliner here.
Yeah.
And they booked this thing like a year ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they knew it was your year.
I don't know. I'm excited, though. It's been super fun. This year especially, there's just been a bunch of new different opportunities that we've been doing. And I was so surprised whenever they told me about the Entertainer of the Year.
We were so happy about
that. Thank you.
Oh, my
God. I got a lot of phone calls from radio people, you know, that they were excited. It was nice.
Good. It's been a great year. The song you did with Caitlin, so great. The Thank God song, so good.
Thank you.
Bury Me in Georgia Now,
mm-hmm.
All from Different Man. We're here for you.
Well, thank you.
Kane Brown, everybody. Kane, thank you so much.
Thank y'all.
The Big Time is backstage at Stagecoach. Here's Whitney.
Look who's here.
What's up?
Our good friend, new daddy, John Party.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
And when I say baby, I mean yours.
Little baby Presley.
How is your sleep schedule?
Good.
Is it?
Yeah, she gets up early, but she falls asleep and she likes to sleep.
Oh, good. So she's on the rock star schedule.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess she's on her schedule.
All right.
She's in some book, Mom's on Call, and Summer is all about following, and she runs a tight shift.
The baby does, or the mom?
Summer.
Okay, yeah, of course she does. Dude, she's been dealing with you for how long? Of course she's running.
Oh, she definitely, she hates me.
Yeah, of course she does.
It's like, she moved into that like new mom where you just hate your husband.
That happens in the delivery room, and it comes back when they're like 18?
Yeah, it's just like all the time.
Well, we're sorry about that.
Summer's a great mom.
Yeah. So you're working on new music now?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to ask you then, because I always do. You always know what I ask you when you have a new album?
Yeah, is it going to top the other one?
Always. Every time. And you give me for it.
I mean, plan is not to go backwards.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is, you succeed. There's a lot of people, because Saturday Night was album 3.
This is my fourth record, but it's my third record consistently to be nominated for Album of the Year on ACMs.
All right, so you don't need me.
Not name dropping or anything.
I don't need to ask you any more questions.
Probably going to go all the way there to lose, but it's fine. Like, as I say, you got to stay nominated.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're in the game if you're nominated.
You can put it on your signature, too.
Should I give a stank face? Just if I lose, just like... Or like punch the wall. Let's just try to get some kind of headline.
Punch the wall at the actual award show?
Yeah, like just throw a big fit. Yeah, like,
that would get you some press.
Yeah, I think it'd be great.
John, you're always a winner in my book.
Well, thank you.
It's a Big Time backstage broadcast from Stagecoach. Here's Whitney Allen.
It's the Big Time, and with us, the elusive Gabby Barrett is here. How do you remain elusive after two children? Because you have.
Elusive?
Yeah.
Like mysterious?
Yes, there's something mysterious about you.
Oh, I don't know. Tell me.
I don't know.
Okay,
I was hoping to get
we'll
a secret.
Back.
I'm an open book, so I don't know what to tell you. How are the kids?
They're good. Growing into big children.
I know. And when did baby number two come?
The end of October.
October, all right.
So he's 6 months.
But by December, weren't you in the studio?
Yes.
And how is that going? Is it slower because you have two to take care of and a husband?
It's,
you know they are.
Yeah. It's going good. Really, really good. We're actually almost done with the second album. So we plan to hopefully release that early fall.
So you've got that happening now. It's only April. That's coming in the fall. How are you going to keep yourself busy all summer?
We're going to be doing some tour dates with Kane Brown.
Now, when you're on tour with someone like Kane,
yeah.
And believe me, you look fantastic.
Thank you.
Is there pressure to get out there and do the workout that he does?
Oh, absolutely not.
Really?
Absolutely not. I don't feel pressured at all.
No, I would never do it either, but I'm just saying. I know that guys, when they're out on the road like that and they see other people doing it.
Yeah. They all jump in.
Who got Thomas Rhett into shape? It was Tim McGraw. I want to say it was Kenny Chesney. And Thomas Rhett was like, I'm the youngest person here, and I'm in the worst shape, you know, ever. So, yeah.
They trained him out.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I know. I always see out of the bus sometimes, like from past tours, you always see, like, normally they bring some type of trailer filled with, like, workout equipment.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just busting it out there, and I'm just chilling, eating my chips in the bus.
Having a birthday cookie when this is all over.
Yeah, that's right.
I know.
That's right.
Gabby Barrett, everybody.
Thank you.
Now, more from backstage at Stagecoach. Here's Whitney.
Luca's with us, everybody. Oh, Riley Green. Focus on him.
How are you?
Welcome to my air-conditioned unit.
Yeah, this is great. You got it made. The closest one to the bus and the coolest I've been in.
It is. What do you think it's out there? Because it's supposed to be 104.
Yeah, well, the car said 106 on the way over here from the hotel, so it's
see,
up there.
See, that weather gave us all of this hope. It was supposed to be 106, and it dropped to 102.
But you know, I'm from Alabama, and we've got that humidity.
Yeah,
so this is like, I would be soaking wet if I'd walked here from the bus and 106 back home. So
absolutely.
I can deal with it.
You'd have the bad hair day, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Then
big things.
You're back with Luke on the road. What is that like?
It's great. I mean, it's I've done a lot of big tours. Obviously, this is my first stadium tour, but I've been such a big fan of Luke for so long, and you know, we played a lot of the same clubs growing up, and it's just cool to see somebody that, you know, that's done that well seemingly so quickly too. I mean, it was just such a big shoot up that it's awesome to be out with him and be direct support and playing in front of 50-something thousand, you know, every weekend. It's just a really great opportunity for me.
And then what song did you guys recut a song, correct?
I had a song called Different Around Here that was on my debut album, the title track, and it did really well. It was never a single or anything, and you know, it wasn't gone through the proper channels. It was like, you know, I reached out to Luke, said, hey man, you know, what do you think about this song? It'd be cool to do one together, especially having this tour, and he was all for it. So really excited about putting a new version out with Luke on it, and comes out May 11th and gonna be my next single at country radio.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming by to see us.
Yeah, thanks for allowing us to come in here and cool off.
Thank you.
Big Time is backstage at Stagecoach. Here's Whitney.
Say hey to Elle King.
Hi.
Needs no introduction, and yet here we go. So come get your wife. This is what has put you really into the country realm. Although you flirted with us for quite a while.
I know. I did the dance, yeah.
Yeah, you did. You wanted to get over here.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, and finally here you are.
Yes.
And you've got a kid. Are you going on the road with
the
kids? He's so cute.
Yeah, he's running the show.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
He drives
okay.
the bus.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. What was he, 18 months now, two?
He's almost two. He'll be two in September, yeah.
Dang. And so he likes being on the road. He's the rock star?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where are you guys going to go this year?
Oh my gosh, everywhere. I mean, I'm really psyched that like now we're kind of moving into festival season, which is my favorite because it's like kind of breaks you out of the routine and any excuse to like dress loud, and which I do even on tour. But like,
oh, I know. Always so demure, this Elle King. You never pick her out of the crowd. But don't you sweat a lot?
I'm hot as hell. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the problem with all festivals are like really hot, right?
Yeah. And I'm not like a big sweater though. Like I just get hot and miserable. But I don't mind. Any excuse to complain is fine with me.
Oh gosh, I like that.
Yeah.
Have you trademarked that? Because I really like that.
No, but I'll sell that on a t-shirt.
All right. And I will buy that t-shirt.
That's
don't
funny.
Think that I won't.
I'll put
don't
it on shorts just for you and me.
Okay. Yes. Shorts and a t-shirt. We're going out. We're hitting this town. Have a wonderful time tonight.
Thank you. Can I just stay in here because there's AC?
I know.
You want me to interview other people?
Big Time with Whitney Allen.
A guest on the program is Nico Moon. You would never know the kind of drivers that he employs. Almost took me out on my birthday. But he wasn't driving, so he didn't know.
Is it? They're already fired. Don't worry about it, Whitney. I already took care of it.
You got me? I love it. How's life being a daddy? So you've gotten very protective now, so that's good. That's good.
The protective instincts are in full effect
right
now.
Right.
I tell you what, ever since having her, it has been the absolute best experience of my life. I'm so grateful to get the opportunity to be a father.
How can you leave the house? This is my problem. When I get a puppy or a kitten, because I foster a lot of them, I don't want to leave the house. How do you leave when it's a baby?
It's not easy, I'll tell you that. But we're thinking that maybe when she's about a year old is when she can start coming on the road.
Oh, nice.
So we're going to homeschool her. So she's going to be on the road.
Oh, absolutely.
We're going to turn one of the bunks into a crib. So I've been asking some friends of mine, like John Party and different people, you know, who got babies. Like,
newest member of the Grand Ole Opry, by the way, that John
yes,
Party last night. How cool is that?
Member. Yeah,
yeah,
that's so. I just found out a little earlier today. I was like, what? Oh,
yeah,
my God.
So cool, so cool.
But I've been getting advice from some friends, you know, and on how they do it. So I'm excited.
Everybody, Nico Moon, Stagecoach, thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's a Big Time backstage broadcast from Stagecoach. Here's Whitney Allen.
Welcome to the Big Time, Priscilla Block.
Hello, how are you?
So good to see you.
Good to see you.
You have an EDM mix of your music.
Yes.
And Justin and I put it on today.
It's fun, right?
Yeah, it was fun. Exactly.
You know, I think that there's a lot of ways to bring new life to old songs, and it has been a success.
Yeah, I really liked it. It was so funny. We were really down with it. And then I'll tell you my funny story. I'm not one to wear shorts in public, right?
Yeah.
I'll wear them at home.
Okay.
And I had this white pair of shorts. And I had my slightly longer white shorts ready to go.
Okay.
But I couldn't find them. So on the way over here, I realized I was wearing my short shorts.
Your jean shorts.
And I was so self-conscious of it.
Yeah, and I bet you looked amazing.
Well, I was very uncomfortable. And so I changed. And then after I put them on, it was like, you know, what would Priscilla do?
Aww.
Why did I change out of my short shorts, you know?
Yeah, you wear them and you wear them with confidence.
I know.
And
you have a whole line on Shein.
Gosh,
right?
Yes. I just did my first ever clothing collaboration with Shein, and I'm on a billboard downtown Nashville in a bikini right now.
Get away.
I swear to you, in a neon bikini. And I'm like, never did I ever think that I would
be on a billboard in a bikini. And you know what? I don't think everyone's born with confidence. I think that you find it in life, and I found it, and I'm you know, I think that everyone will.
That is fantastic. All right, tomorrow I'm wearing the bathing suit.
Yes, you are.
I'm wearing the
bathing
suit
tomorrow. You heard it here first.
Priscilla Block, everybody, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now, more from Backstage at Stagecoach. Here's Whitney.
Everybody, I told you it was going to happen. We're very excited. Nate Smith and I are hanging out at last.
Yes. It is time.
Right, how excited are you? As excited as me?
To meet you? So excited.
Well, this is, you know, tomorrow's my birthday, so this is a big
birthday
moment for me.
Happy birthday, Eve.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I like that you celebrate the Eve.
You have the week, the month.
I agree. I agree. So, Nate, this is your first Stagecoach, correct?
First time attending or anything. It's a great way to celebrate. To have this happen on album drop day is like literally insane. So I'm so thankful to my label for coming up with that fantastic idea and all that stuff. So
did both albums come out today?
Yeah, the deluxe and the regular one. So we got 26 songs out. I've only had singles out this whole time.
Yeah.
It's been cool, but it's like, it's not really showcasing like the body of work. So it's like, it's all there now. Like, there you go.
So you were up when it came out.
So it was 9 o'clock. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And I was like, what?
Yeah. Oh, were you asleep by midnight or no?
No. I stayed up. It was really exciting. So
I bet it was.
We celebrated. I went live on TikTok and celebrated with the fans and stuff.
How fun.
Just like, it was fun. It was cool. It was like, here it is.
Oh my gosh. Well, we know Whiskey on You. Everybody knows Whiskey on You now.
Yeah. Thanks for all the support on Whiskey. If anybody's listening right now, just, hey, like, check out the deluxe and the regular album.
Oh, ye of little faith. If anyone's listening
if anyone wants to hear me talk, I don't know.
They listen to the show, I promise.
Oh, yeah, I know. That came off wrong. It came off wrong. What I mean is going to listen to me. I know they're going to listen automatically for you, but.
Listen, get all the albums, all right?
All of them. Yeah. All of them.
Nate Smith, I love you, man. I'm so glad you got to visit us today.
Thank you.
The Big Time is backstage at Stagecoach. Here's Whitney.
Hey, look, everybody. Let's welcome to the Big Time. Corey Kent.
Yes.
Very excited.
Me too.
I see you're wearing a Willie Nelson t-shirt. You know, it's his birthday today.
90th birthday. I'm aware. I'm a huge Willie Nelson fan. And he's actually, this is ironic that I'm wearing this shirt because I was going to wear it because it doesn't have sleeves. But I, 2 days ago, I realized it was going to line up perfectly with his birthday. And I had a chance encounter with him when I was 16.
You did?
And it is the thing that put me over the top of, like, I'm going to write songs, I'm moving to Nashville. So that happened at 16, and by 17, I had packed up everything and moved to Tennessee. And he has no idea the implications he had on my life. So someday, I hope to get to tell him thank you.
That's outrageous.
Yeah.
I was just going to tell you that it was my birthday, too. But
it's your birthday?
Yeah, but
happy
birthday. I'm not 90 quite yet.
No chance.
But that whole Willie story is incredible.
It was, you couldn't make it up. You couldn't write a crazier story, honestly, than how I ended up right here talking to you. It's been a long and winding road. A wife and three kids and a pavement job and against all odds, a hit song. And
here you are.
It's crazy.
Can't wait till June 2nd when this whole album comes out.
Yeah.
Blacktop, now we know how it got its name.
That's it.
10 tunes on there.
Yep.
Corey Kent, thank you so much for visiting with the Big Time.
Thank you, Whitney.
Time with Whitney Allen.
Everybody, Jackson Dean's in the house.
Yes.
You got a nomination for an ACM.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Anybody that I was growing up with or come before me that was, you know, in my general life, they never had nothing like that. So it's pretty awesome. It's a big honor.
Where are you from?
Maryland.
Do you have a Maryland accent?
It's a tough one to place.
Yeah, it is.
You know,
I would never have said, that accent, that's Maryland.
Yeah, so I grew up running Appalachia most of my life.
Oh, gotcha, okay.
Southern Maryland and whatnot. No, I was raised by blue-collar people.
Gotcha. Well, welcome to my club. I totally understand. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You had a number one song already with Don't Come Looking.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come out with Fearless, which is like the exact opposite song.
Yeah, Fearless, it always felt like a fun 1-2 punch of Don't Come Looking, and then Fearless is like, oh, you got to rough and tumble, but...
But look at this.
Yeah, but look at this.
Look at me.
You know, I've always loved that song, especially the guitar solo of it is just so dang gnarly.
Did you write that?
Mm-hmm. I wrote the whole record.
Yeah. The whole thing?
Yeah. Co-writes and whatnot. And,
wow.
I'm on every single one of them.
Listen, it's so nice to meet you.
Likewise.
Jackson Dean, thank you, my friend.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
Likewise.
Broadcasting from backstage at the Stagecoach Country Music Festival, it's the Big Time with Whitney Allen.